with the sounds of the streets outside the shop.
It's such a gentle purr.
It's Full Spectrum Cycling, show number 65.
Beep, beep.
Hey, retirement age.
This is it?
This is it. Last show.
No, well, work on through retirement. Well, they haven't
talked yet. I don't have enough money to quit.
Exactly. And they haven't had the talk yet. So.
Right on. It's Sven at JK perusing his telephone.
I'm looking at the document.
Tony Berger.
Hey there.
Saddling up to the table.
Silencing my phone.
Mr. Chris Zito. Your mic's not on yet. Stick your thing on. Put your thing on there. Stick your thing on your head.
Wrap that thing.
Wrap. Put that.
I got a headset. I was like, oh, they didn't give me a mic.
Yeah, yeah. No, you just have to yell. Yep. Chris is sitting in today.
Hi.
There he is. All right. There he is.
You're not low.
Oh, dude, you guys are getting high tech.
He's here now, folks.
I wasn't sure who was here because everyone has masks on, so I couldn't tell who everybody was at first.
Camouflage.
Camel toe, camouflage.
Camouflage. You know what camouflage is used for, right?
Negatory.
Camouflage.
Don't. Tell.
For covering up those reefer addicts. You can smoke a one-hitter, you smoke a camel, and it's camouflage.
Nice. Ah. See, folks, you learned something here already.
In the morning, I call it tabaxative.
I know, I'm normally with the sympathy sig.
What a heck of a nice week for riding bikes here around Milwaukee.
Cool. I rode a Waukesha today.
No kidding.
Nice. Yep. I just was at the office at the Cooperage. I was like, I'm going to put some miles on. There was an east wind. My girlfriend works out there, so I just had it out. I had never ridden past Moreland Road before.
Oh, on the Hank?
Yeah, well, you take the Hank out to, you cut across like 121st or something, and then to through the golf course, Greenfield Golf Course, and then you hit the New Berlin Interurban Trail that goes all the way out to Waukesha.
Super straightaway, at least for the part I've ridden on that.
That eventually turns into the ride all the way to Madison Trail. What the hell's the name of that again? Glacial Drumlin.
The Glacial Drumlin, yeah.
Go right by Gomez's pad.
Oh, right. Really? Is he
and,
right there?
And Castle Grayskull on the way.
And Gnome is it Skull. Phil Van Valkenburg right there, too?
You know, Phil's in like Sun Prairie or something, I think. Right. Yeah, it's on, sort of on the way, but
Castle,
not exactly.
Castle Gnome Skull.
Gnome Skull.
By the way.
The alcohol fuel processing plant there in Gomez's backyard.
Oh, that's right. That's right. The ethanol plant.
Yeah, some bike riding, hey? Louis. Good ride on Sunday.
I rode my bike a little bit.
That was a fun ride on Sunday. Are we going to get a checkup on Jerry?
Yes, I. He's all right. Kim did.
Yeah. All right, he took a hit.
That was like almost slow motion instantaneous down.
Yeah.
Well, I missed it. I wanted you guys to do it again, but I don't think he wanted to go into the puddle again.
Right. Oh yeah.
I can heartily endorse Hurley's rash guard shirts because I was wearing it on, like didn't even go through the shirt and slide down my elbow. I'm like, yeah, nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
A little scrape on the knee. Jerry got a little bruised on the ribs.
But he got a little wet and muddy. I hope he had nothing in his pockets.
I'm trying to figure out what he was doing. I think he was trying to go between the puddles, which I was trying to go through. It's like puddles are to go through, folks. They're not to go around.
That's what we ride bikes like that for.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So.
And then I had noticed that after the fact, I was like, well, at least you took Greg down with you. Sometimes those are sort of like one person.
Yeah, it was like a broadside hit. I'm like, I almost had it. And then now he kind of got caught up in my handlebar or something. And I'm like,
I know. My first impulse was, ho, 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 ho. Oh,
ho, yeah. Ho. No, there was some slide.
I laughed.
There was some slide going on.
I laughed immediately, but then I was like, ooh. Yeah, I've taken spills.
Jerry was a little bit older than us, isn't he?
Yeah, a little bit.
So I was like, dude, you all right? Hold, stand still. Hold on. I'll wipe the mud off of you. You just stand still for a bit.
Yeah, he bounced well.
You did a good job of triage, make sure there weren't any cracked ribs or anything. I will give you this, though, on that crash. I now can ride that bike a lot more because it's all scraped up and I can't sell it for new right now. Yeah. So
I'll just do that. Scratch and dent.
I always wanted a 29 plus again after I sold the last one. So
the lights are changing.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we're doing a little load test on a battery here to check out the software from Grin.
Since that's
what we do at the e-bike shop here.
Since I rode this weekend on my e-bike.
E-bikes are the future, man.
Beep, boop, beep. Dude, I kept up with everyone this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, what the fuck's up with that?
I was thinking we ought to maybe electrify.
If you ever bring an e-bike on a ride I host again, we will be derby.
I'll derby on that. No problem.
Just run away. Run away.
If there's only two of you left. You must. Someone must make an effort to. You can't dodge the other guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. That's you have to. No track standing either.
Right, exactly.
I think that bike can track stand too, though. When you are not engaging the motor on that, because I don't have any pedal assist, it is a total freewheel, and it's smooth as silk. It's like, this is weird.
That's your Bafang G311.
That is a great little hub. It's dead silent. Even accelerating, it's dead silent compared to, say, Joshua's triple speed thingy, which has a lot of rattle when you accelerate. That this is a smooth fucking bike.
It's also brand new.
So is his. He's got 400 miles, I suppose. I'll have 400 miles in mine in like 2 weeks.
So is the Sunday ride we did a secret, or do you want to?
No, we can talk about it. We were just kind of checking out the statues for this Sunday. We're going to launch Milwaukee by Bike, a bicycle tour and rental company, and we're going to have a little get-together with a bunch of people. Everyone's welcome to come down. It's family-friendly. We're going to have a little four-hour kind of scavenger hunt, messenger search Milwaukee tour type, self-tour type thing. You can come and go ride by yourself. You can ride with a small group. You can ride with a big group, whatever everyone's comfortable for.
Is it the, the 28th, or is it actually?
Sunday the 28th.
The 28th, so next.
Sunday the 28th, noon to four.
A week from Sunday.
A week from Father's Day,
gotcha,
yes.
There you go. This would have been, would the coming Saturday have been Fat Tire Tour?
Yes. Yes.
Would have been. You can still virtually do it if you want to do the virtual Fat Tire Tour in Milwaukee.
The past Saturday was.
I think I saw a couple people doing it last week.
Yeah.
That Sunday when we were riding.
There were a few.
Yep.
Oh, or, Sunday we were riding. I know there were people doing it on Saturday. I don't know about Sunday.
Well, I saw a couple dudes as I was coming to meet you guys. They were coming down terrace, and they both had the same shirts on, and one guy was wearing a tutu. So I assumed that
was guys doing that.
Sounds like a Franzen episode.
Yeah, it does.
So tell us about Milwaukee by Bike, Chris.
Well,
this is something you've been working on for quite a while and got a little bit of a...
My return to the States, and even when I lived in Minneapolis, I always wanted to do tours up there when I was working at One-on-One and hanging out there. And... got back to Milwaukee and been here for a little while. And, you know, kicked it around with you, kicked it around with a few people, and finally kicked it around with the right guy who said, okay, let's do it. And
the guy with the money.
Well, no, we took out some loans.
Nice.
We took out a loan and bought, hooked up with Fixation. We got a bunch of Fixation East Side, just single speed, 700. Mm-hmm. What did I call them in our description? Euro Townie bikes. They're just easy.
Easy
they're
ride.
They're not fast. They're not heavy. They're just easy.
Yeah.
They're just easy to ride, and we'll keep everybody at the same pace, nice, slow, easy, casual paces. Do some tours. We have a couple tours. We did. You were part of one where we did
a pre-ride of one of the tours.
Yeah, and just to feel it out and get the timing down and how. And that one's going to have to change, too, because we went when the lakefront wasn't real busy. And when the lakefront's real busy and you got 10 people on bikes trying to stay together, at least in a single file,
that's tough.
It gets tough. So we'll change them up. You know, it depends on what people want to see. We have one where we plan to go to the different breweries, Lakefront Brewery, Schlitz, a park, Pabst Brewery, you know, just so people can see the old architecture and structure. But it's like, what can people do? What do you guys want to see? Right. You know, do you guys want to go see the art museum? Some people could give a rat's ass, would rather go see, you know, something else.
All the churches, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I had one of those in City. A lady wanted to see all the churches. And I was like, all right, we'll do that.
Well, there's like 4,800 of them.
A month and a half later, she returns.
Well, there's not a lot of churches in Australia.
Oh, I thought you were talking about here.
No, no. Oh, here, God, we could go to a gajillion.
That's a decade-long ride.
Yeah.
Just in Milwaukee. Yeah.
Exactly.
But, yeah, so that's what we're going to do. Hopefully, we're going to morph into a little more like a repair shop somewhere. We're looking at some space along the bike path. And then get into teaching safe urban cycling, rerouting yourself, alternative routes, how to get to work, what kind of bike you need for what you want, you know, kind of like a coaching.
A consulting,
coaching, and work with the different shops. People say, oh, what shops did I go to? And I'm like, well, they're like, what shop do you go to? And I was like, ah, no. No, because shops are like bike saddles, right? Mm-hmm. There's a different one for every ass. And someone can walk in here and go, God, that guy was a total douchebag. And someone else can come in here probably and go, God, I love those guys at Everyday Cycles. You know, every shop has that.
They might spend $10,000 on a titanium fat bike. Who knows?
Right, right.
Yeah, but then they go, well, that guy was a jackass, but got a nice bike, though.
Great bike.
Hopefully we'll get into some of the bigger companies, Northwestern Mutual and Baird and all those people that have 300, 400 people coming in from the suburbs every day. And, you know, and people are intimidated by it and people want protected bike lanes and stuff, but it's you really just don't ride where there's cars, ride alternative routes. It might take you a half hour longer, but it's a lot more enjoyable.
Yeah,
riding down the alley, see cutting through things, the park.
Yeah. Take three lefts to make a right.
Like on the way here. Yep,
just like UPS.
Instead of coming down right straight down Humboldt from totally. My neighborhood, because I wanted to avoid the hill on the fat bike coming up, I just rode the ridge across Holton and stayed up on top.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. That's the way to go.
I almost went on your route and went east around the bike path to Locust and then across Locust.
In, yeah.
Yeah, you know, everybody's town, if you ride your town regularly, you figure out how to make the most of the topography.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Sure, well, sure that do. Was a messenger thing, too, like the messengers in San Francisco. You think they ride those hills straight up and down?
Hell no.
Not unless they're holding on to the side of a trolley.
Right, exactly. But everywhere, I try to do it here. What's the flattest route, the least incline? If I'm not in a hurry or if I'm on my fat bike with a lollygagger bike, it's like...
With the whole COVID thing, too, there's no reason to ride a trail. The streets are way easier to ride right now.
Yeah, well, they're getting busy again.
Yeah, they are.
They're getting busy. There was a lot of pathletes on that New Berlin trail today.
Yeah, you mentioned riding safe before, and I was thinking, well, that meant one thing, 6 months ago. Now it means another thing, too, with the COVID thing. What is the company doing to get rolling in the time of, COVID-19? Because you're just getting this thing rolling. And
we just launched. Well, we were going to launch in March, April. We were looking to launch. And the COVID set us back a little bit. Tourism, we're waiting for some tourism. But we can still show people in Milwaukee, around the city, that live here that have never places they've never been. I mean, how many people on our ride the other day were on that route we did that was a little illegal?
Yeah.
It was totally fun and totally easy and safe.
Yep.
We were in no danger and posed no danger to anybody, right. But we weren't supposed to be.
Yeah, I didn't see a sign.
Yeah, no, the guy working there didn't say anything.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that was a good thing.
All was well.
So do you remember that right after the crash where we rode the other day?
Oh, yeah, that was so cool.
Yeah,
that was really...
I'm just going to keep looking
and again,
the other direction.
That was one of the coolest, of all the places I've ridden in Milwaukee, that was high up on the coolest place to ride.
So
that little back entrance and then through there was just like...
does Milwaukee by Bike currently have any restrictions related to COVID?
No. No, we're going to...
Follow best
practices. Clean the bikes. Clean the bikes after everything.
Wipe it down. Yep.
We're going to try and keep our distance. Well, we're not very big right now. If we get bigger enough, maybe we'll have to start asking people to wear masks or riding further apart.
I was just noticing because my son's on the Nike. Whitefish Bay now has its own mountain bike team, which isn't part of the North Shore Composite anymore. But they're not having a race season. And instead, they're doing a thing called Adventure, where they're still going to go to the race venues, but not packed with 5,000 people.
Right.
And their practices, they got to wear buffs or masks when they're interacting in a close area. And otherwise, they don't have to wear them
on
the trail.
What's a buff?
Yeah.
A buff is like
a gator.
A gator.
Like a gator. Okay.
A 45 North thing that we all have.
All right.
You just pull it up kind of deal. Instead of an actual mask that...
Sounds legit.
Buff.
Like Mike has on right
I like
now.
The word buff.
Right?
Well, that's all Survivor influence
buff.
Trademarked.
Not and bad.
Yada, yada, yada.
Not a bad word.
Muff.
Boof.
That either.
Muff is
muff,
good
buff.
Too.
Uh-oh.
Oh, geez.
Commerce
I'm
calling.
Here. I'm not here.
While I answer the phone, why don't you guys talk about the website and how to get a hold of Milwaukee by Bike and that stuff, and then... I'll see what's up here.
You got it. We are at MilwaukeeByBike.com. MilwaukeeByBike.com. Check out our website.
How long are your tours? I mean,
the tours are roughly about 120 minutes. 100 and
hour and a half.
15, 120 minutes, yeah.
Wait, about just a little shy of two hours. Oh, that's cool.
You know, because you can do that stuff you can't time. You can't time traffic. You can't time.
Right, right, right.
You could liberally say a three-hour tour.
Well, maybe we're going to do some fun stuff on the weekends once it's a little more open up to people and things open up again, where we, on Saturdays, we're going to do a like a microbrewery tour. Every week we'll change up and we'll just go to three or four microbreweries around the area for out-of-towners who want to try it out. Anyone, really. Anyone's welcome to join. And then on Sundays, we're going to do like an underbelly pub crawl, like different little dive bars in Milwaukee, and change that up
also
every week. And little neighborhood bars, little places that people have never been. Yeah, but you know, anywhere from, we can go anywhere from Bayview to, because of where we're located, down on South Water Street by the Cooperage. We're right. We got Bayview right there. We got the east side right there, downtown, the west side. So it's pretty accessible.
Yeah, sounds great.
The good pivot.
Can rent a kayak down there?
You're going to rent a, well, we're going to put something together where you do the trifecta, where you do like the bikes. You do one of our tours, you kayak, and then there's also the Duffy Boats, the Pedal Taverns, and the Paddle Taverns, who are all like these companies
the
are all have
triathlete,
like
triathlete, man.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the Milwaukee triathlete right there.
But well, we're going to work with those guys, and if you do one of their tours, you can rent a bike for or do a tour at a discount rate. Or if you do one of our tours, you can do one of their tours for a discount rate.
Yeah, there's kind of tentacles going around.
Yeah, there's a lot of different fingers there, and a few people have their fingers and a few things. You know, I only got my fingers in one thing right now.
Speaking of one thing.
Top of the hill.
It's the top of the hill, folks.
And I'm empty.
Oh, well, good call. Well,
look at that. Go please.
Go fill that.
Since JK brought the beer, he can go get the beer.
Why not be a full service delivery service?
Right? I'll start.
JK, you forgot my
I'm
empty.
Good.
I'll tell people what it is, and JK can say, you know, what it's all about. It's the Snaggletooth Bandana.
Oh.
From Solomon Oath Brewery.
Solemn Oath.
Solomon. I was just thinking Solomon Juno.
No, that's Solemn.
It's
Solemn Oath Brewery, but Solomon Juno Brewery. No.
Yeah, we were at that statue the other day.
I know. That's kind of what made me think.
Oh,
of
that's funny.
So,
where are they from?
There's anarchists.
Naperville. A bunch of rich Illinois kids.
And that's why they're all wearing 1980s punk wear.
Yeah, it totally looks like it.
Because now they're not punks anymore.
Punk's not dead.
Now they, you know.
They moved from the south side of Chicago to Naperville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And own a brewery.
So they call this an American India Pale Ale, but there was some fruitiness to it.
It's all right.
I can't remember if they said there
it's, was a, it's stronger than it looks.
Massive grapefruit, pineapple, and super ripe mango.
No apricot. Damn it.
Aromatics burst out of this medium-bodied IPA. Hey, while you were getting your beer, did you notice your rhubarb in the fridge?
No, sweet.
I saw that. I was going to give it to Mike Gladowski to make a pie.
There's a whole bag of rhubarb for Mike.
I was looking for that rhubarb IPA.
Oh,
I don't know where the hell I saw it. Yeah.
Well, dude, just go grab some.
This is
like a swizzle stick with it.
I mean, it's got a little bit of.
Come on.
I don't think it's as.
Do it. I don't. I smell
it
a little bit, but I really don't taste a lot of fruitiness.
It is not the fruitiness that I expect.
It's hoppy.
It's very hoppy.
And it does have some, it's 81 IBUs, so it's got a little,
it's got a kick
got
to
a little
it.
Bitterness to it, balanced by a subtle malt sweetness and more citrusy fun.
You know, I haven't tried it yet, but if you burp inside one of these masks,
I don't want to
do people
that.
Hear it? I've been afraid to do it because I didn't want to pass out.
Of course they hear it.
But will that be heard?
It'll be
heard but not seen.
Like I had a big, my first error of business ownership. I bought a bunch of bells from Vulture Space. Gave us a great price on 25 bells. And the other day we took one.
You got a fart to cover
took
up
the
your
little,
cough.
You know, we got the ring, typical old school bells, and we took the little screw cap off and we took some spray paint and spray painted. It was the construction guy by our office had some gray spray paint. We hit it. Let it dry, put it back on, ring, golden. So I went and got two cans of Rust-Oleum.
Uh-oh.
Orange, because we have orange helmets, pedals.
No,
so it's a black
there.
And orange thing.
Kind of like a jack-o'-lantern.
Well, it didn't cover as well as the other stuff. And that was some kind of rust paint, too. It was not Rust-Oleum, but I used two cans, and I fucked up the bells. It's like,
oh.
ring. It's like a muted ring.
It's like plastic coated bells.
So yeah, there's a sandblast
those motherfuckers.
$110 down the tubes.
Just sandblast the shit out of them.
Well, I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Mini sandblaster.
Just throw them in some acid.
That'll work too.
They'll just burn it right off.
Andy at Motoscoot has a sandblaster I could use.
Yeah, or ultrasonic cleaner.
I don't know about that. Once it's cured, I'm not sure how that'll work.
Whew. All right, one more.
One more for Tony.
It's been a long day.
Got to cut that so the ducks don't get their necks.
The dolphins
there.
And the turtles.
I threw I was landscaping at Joe's house up in Fox Point the other day. Moved some perennials aside, and I went to throw wood chips in there right on a little duck nest. Or five eggs in there, and I was like, what do I do? You know, because, you know, people say don't touch birds' eggs. I left the wood chips on there, and then about 10 minutes later, I was at the wood chip pile, and here comes Mama Duck around the wood chip pile and scoots in under the plants. I was like, all right. She's like, I don't know, under control. So I'm waiting to see some little ducklings come out in the next couple of days.
That'd be cool. Well, yeah, they're out. She's gonna
what is the gestation period? Did I ask you that? The gestation period of duck eggs?
I don't know. They're duck. So delicious at that age.
Siri.
I know. I was going to sell them. Like, take them down to the duck egg.
So I learned an interesting fact about a bird, not ducks, though.
About a bird?
Cuckoo birds, cuckoos. Yeah. They are some kind of, they don't call them parasitic, but what they do is lay their eggs and then they split and they let other birds, they lay them in other birds' nests so the other birds raise their kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
That's absentee parenting.
Ed, right. Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah, I did know there are other birds that do that too.
Yeah, like burgers.
Yeah. I don't do that. I have my own children.
No, didn't you just take over? Didn't you? I'm proud of that. I'm really that you guys adopted a child.
That's awesome. Weirdest experience. It's like everyone says it's just like it was a family member. It needed a home, and
right,
but that's Catholic guilt.
That's big taking.
And he is the coolest little fucking kid in the world.
Wonder Boy.
Yeah, it's him. He
is. What is the secret to your power?
His name is Daniel, so I'm calling him Tenacious D. So now I live around the corner from Wonderland. Which I often, as I walk by, burst out with Wonder Boy.
Yes. Which hasn't been open for 3 months.
Yeah, I don't know. He must have got a loan kickback.
We had to throw a bunch of money into something, and then it just...
I think they're doing some curbside.
No, it's completely closed.
I thought I saw a sign.
Both Art Bar and two... Art Bar 2, actually, saw three of them. Two Art Bar and Wonderland have been Loctite.
Huh.
Well, the places that had actual people that were employees are... A lot of them are helping their employees out by not bringing them back too soon.
Right, exactly. Right.
Don't even get me started on that.
I'm going to throw this out here, though, because I talked about this about 2 weeks ago, because it is June, and the pizza of the month at Transfer is elote. I'll be having that tomorrow night.
Oh. Elote.
Elote pizza.
What is elote?
That's the Mexican corn where Mexican they put the corn. Mayo and the little drizzle of sauce and the Chihuahua cheese. And
like the corn street cup. Corn. Like the corn.
Yeah, like, corn cob street corn.
No, the corn cup at...
Corn cup at what is that? Taco Moto.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Moto Taco
yeah.
Moto.
Yeah, but on a pizza.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Taco Moto's down there by the...
Cooper's, that's right by us.
Yeah, that's the old
corn in the cup would be esquites. Oh, elote would be on the cob.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for. To entertain and educate.
We'll be doing is offering Spanish-speaking tours. We are fortunate enough to be graced to have Liz Franzik working with us.
Right on.
And Liz, I don't know if you guys know, has her master's degree in Spanish, Spanish literature, and teaches Spanish at MATC.
Is she bringing that cute doggy?
No, that dog's, dude.
Speaking of ducklings, remember we were talking about ducklings before? Yeah. That's an ugly duckling dog.
Oh, dude, yeah. But remember our story so about ugly, though, how many licks adorable. With a fat bike would it take?
She's so ugly. She's adorable.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cute dog, and she's nice. She hangs out at Vulture Space,
and it's also Mexican and hairless. Right.
Is it Mexican?
Yeah,
Mexican.
Yeah, it's a Mexican dog.
It actually is from Mexico.
Three different sizes. They were the Aztec dogs, the gateway to the hell dogs.
All right.
Well, that's because once you looked on them, you croaked after.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Although they're not, it's not very big.
They're so cute. They do make a. There's a big one.
All right.
There's like a 60 pound model. Yeah.
Yeah, you can
There's a pint size, then her, and then six.
The old G.I. Joes, like full-size guys, middle-size.
I had a whole fuck ton of those. I'm so pissed my mom gave them away. I had Kung Fu Grip and Eagle Eye.
Dude, that's what I'm rocking right now. The Kung Fu Grip look. Remember G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu Grip? He had the same hair and beard.
Picture Zito for this, for the podcast. That is Yo Joe.
Zito got a haircut this week.
Get that in there.
And also, give me a Kung Fu Grip. Wait.
No, lower.
Yeah. A little lower. Closer. I'm not
just like Eddie Murphy says in Trading Places.
Shooting a video.
What's that?
Eddie Murphy talks about G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu Grip in Trading Places because everybody needs that for a Christmas present. That's why they're all going to sell off all their stocks right before Christmas. So,
my lady, he's not going to give me any love unless I get my boy.
He lies.
Motherfucking Kung Fu grip.
Kung Pao grip.
Kung Pao. Mm. Cool.
And by the way, Lucky Lou's, even if you ask for zero spice,
hot.
It's still spicy.
I know, it's fantastic. I love those guys.
There's a place right here on Holden?
Van Buren. Around the corner from your place, dude.
I know.
Their food's excellent.
I just looked at it for the first time today.
Outstanding.
It's just on the hot. It's on the spicy side.
You want to know what else is excellent? This new beer. Windows at the Annex.
What is Lou? Is it Thai?
New windows.
Chinese and Japanese.
Oh, you got your windows in.
I got my windows in at the warehouse.
Like new double pane windows?
They're new, nice windows. I mean,
can you open them? Right?
Yeah, you can see out of them too. They lowered them and you can. I'm now calling that the Annex. And
how long before they kick you out and turn that place into condos?
It may actually become a service center. Right. Speaking of condos, I just rode by. The old post. It says something about condos on there.
They're going to raise
What's
that
the old post?
The Sherwood Post, the old VFW.
They're going to take it.
Or American Legion.
I think they're going to raise
whichever
it.
Whichever one.
That's lame.
I don't think they have a...
That's lame. I rode by it, too.
Historical.
Oh, that's lame.
Like, I don't think they have a historical designation.
That's as bad as the Horny Goat getting taken down for that ugly-ass shit they're building there now.
but the Horny Goat, it was a failed business.
Right. But it was a great building.
The property, I just saw that building for the first time from the highway.
It's fucking.
And I was like, what? I watched that because I was working across the street on the other side. And it's
that thing's
bad.
A monster.
It's not
more power
to it. It's going to help Milwaukee grow. It's going to help Bayview grow. It's just on the river, and everything along the river is going to go boom, boom.
But from a distance, it looks so much more immense than
45 years, they'll tear
over
it
wood
down.
Violet, it would be just like, it's like, oh, forest for trees. Right. Oh, yeah, here's a big ass tree in front of me.
Right.
But then, like, far away, it's like, holy shit. That's a big bastard.
So, Zito, did we get everything we wanted to talk about Milwaukee by bike?
I think so. Just let everybody know, this Sunday at 11:30.
Next Sunday,
the 28th, we're going to start registering people around 11:30. And you can just come down, grab a manifest, go do your thing. It's got 4 hours to go, not very far.
And at the Cooperage?
At the Cooperage.
Do we have to bring our own bikes or can we use
one? You bring your own bikes. You can use one of ours if you want. You can contact us at milwaukeebybike@gmail.com.
There's also a hashtag milwaukeebybike on Instagram, too.
Yep. Although I don't think that's us.
It is now.
Oh. All right. Yeah. There was a Facebook page, Milwaukee by Bike.
Yeah, there was an old Milwaukee by Bike or an MKE by Bike or something.
Yeah, but that's not us. Everyone's welcome to come down. I'm just going to see if Bill from Rushmore and Faux Eyes from WMS. Oh, he's been on your show before. Yeah. Maybe he'll spin some DJ tunes for us if he's got time. Yeah. I haven't talked to him. We're still kind of putting things together. We had our first paying customer today who signed up to rent a bike on Sunday. So
awesome.
Nice.
Very good. Well, congratulations for getting it off the ground.
Yeah, it was. It's a big relief. I'm really excited. I want to make Milwaukee the best. I learned a lot of stuff in Minneapolis, which I think is the best cycling city in the country.
We have also Madison's number two, by the way.
Nah.
It's just right here.
It's just
Madison
on
whatever metric ranked they second had. Best biking city.
In the U.S.?
Yeah.
That's because it's according so small to the, and easy.
Well, I think it's according to.
And
I think
it's liberal and it's a college town.
Well, you think, like, people by bike.
If you look at like Portland, Seattle, Minneapolis, the thing about Minneapolis is so many people ride all.
Guess
year
what? Number one is San Luis Obispo, California.
What? For, the hell is that?
Like, so, okay.
I can make up words too.
All 10 rider city, you know, residents ride their bike? What the hell?
To be fair, somebody did an analysis of this, and Santa Barbara was number 3, and they're like, those aren't even real towns, so they crossed those off. Washington, D.C. is somehow number 4.
Washington, D.C. is great. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh is awesome.
Portland's number 12. Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Now, what do you mean? Are we talking 10. Riders or...
It's people for bikes.
Easy to ride.
People for bikes.
Easy
people
to
ride.
Bikes.
But easy cities to ride? What is the category?
There's a lot of criteria. There's five major ones. I don't want to...
Those cities be...
Right, here they are. Safety,
is Pittsburgh
ridership,
on there?
Acceleration, network, reach.
Pittsburgh is one of the coolest cities
Pittsburgh's
I've
seen number 20.
Years.
Austin, Arlington, New Orleans, Provincetown, Massachusetts.
Oh, what's that? What's Provincetown?
Oh, that's...
Well, 16, but it's out at the end of the
pod. Yeah, it's funny about...
Where you
got to
go.
It's like 8 blocks.
You got an ocean around you.
It's 8 blocks and most people are walking anyway.
Yeah. Right.
San Fran of the East Coast.
This study's bullshit.
Yeah. Brooklyn. Next. I'm going backwards. Brooklyn 15. Bella
Pittsburgh,
Vista,
Pittsburgh,
Arkansas.
The bike system in Pittsburgh, Grand Forks, PGH, is
Grand Forks, North Dakota made the list. My cracky. You know who lives there? I think Brady Rail lives, I think, in Grand Forks. Or, no, he lives in Fargo. Brady Rail, drummer from Soma and Bands of the Past and the other thing that came when he was always played in his underwear. We saw him at the thing down there.
Murder Junkies?
No, some other band.
Oh.
Big Mother Gig.
Oh, Big Mother Gig. Gotcha. Anyway.
I was thinking, Brady used to. From Milwaukee.
Murder Junkies, the drummer is naked.
By cracky, we're talking a lot of cycling here.
That was G.G. Allen's last band, by the way.
Murder by Numbers?
Nope, Murder
One,
Junkies.
1, 2, 3.
G.G. Allen and the Murder Junkies. They played Quarters about 2 years ago, and I got there a little late. And then when the drummer got up to break his kit down, naked as a Jaybird, and then he bent over and shoved his drumsticks up his ass.
Wait, what? Both of them at the same time?
Just one.
Oh, more fingers.
Oh yeah, he wasn't ready.
What do you think?
Like, how far up his ass did he put it? Like the whole thing?
Well, yeah.
No, not the whole thing.
We got to put my bike together before we leave because I gotta get home.
You guys got to see. It's in Tony's Sparta bike. There, took the front end right off of the thing.
Whoa, hello.
It's a foldable bike.
It's a disposable bike.
Oh, it's in the bike fed bullet.
E-bike bullet.
E-bike bullet.
That we hopefully have repaired.
I'll put a picture of that because
I might have to borrow that.
Yeah, you just can't see this thing.
The bullet? It's fast as hell, man.
Because it's e-bike.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Yeah,
that scares me.
Here's the thing. We've wasted enough of your time, so we'll see you next week.
Is that it?
That's it.